Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. It's good to be back live tonight. This is a show, obviously, that we've been talking about for, at this point, I want to say, almost a year now. You know, we've been talking about, you know, just on a daily basis, we talk about the various attacks and, you know, tricks and things of that nature that the devil will try to throw our way. And so what we want to do tonight is we want to talk about, one, how to identify attacks of the enemy, but also how to overcome attacks of the enemy and go ahead and continue along our walk with God. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk about Satan. We're going to talk about Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, the devil, the enemy. We're going to talk about ways to identify attacks and lies in our everyday life. So we're going to spend a lot of time in the Bible, in the Word, but we're also going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about temptation and, you know, how, it, you know, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it honest because, you know, the devil is not some, you know, mysterious being that none of us have ever experienced in our everyday lives. It's not just something that the pastor preaches about on Sunday mornings. It's someone who is present in many cases, often right in our ear telling us to do this or to do that, or you can't do this or you can't do that, or you'll never have this or you'll never have that. So we want to talk about some of those lies and, you know, get into them, you know, get into ways to overcome them and you know, see the truth. Because obviously you all know that the devil is a liar, and that's not just a cliche, but it's we're going to find out tonight just how real that expression is. So as always, you guys are welcome to call in with any comments or questions or testimonies or feedback or whatever you have to 646-200-0366. Make sure you hit the number one on your keypad, and that's what we'll do. Courtney is here tonight with me. Courtney, how are you this evening?
I'm good. What's going on?
You know, I'm hype about tonight's show. This is a show
you
and I have been talking about for a minute now.
Are you excited about tonight? Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I am.
All right, cool. That's what we're going to do, man. So get your Bibles out. You know what I mean, people? Get them out. This is one of those things where this isn't just entertainment. You know, this actually, it's funny, I was telling somebody today through private counseling, I mean, the great thing, you guys know, when you're trying to live right, when you're trying to get closer to God, you know, you're going to have to, you're obviously going to pray, you're going to read your Bible, you're going to go to church, but you're also going to really need to have some real time. I'm talking about quality time with God, quality time fellowshipping, you know, with Christian individuals, ministry, things like that. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, in my opinion, and from what I've heard from many other people, that this show, obviously, because it's from a biblical perspective and it's shared, you know, and intended for so many just like-minded individuals, people who are striving to get closer to God, this show really does, you know, fill, you know, a lot of those prerequisites, if you will. You know, it's definitely that opportunity to fellowship and to have that time with God and to, you know, just understand the Word and how it relates in your everyday life. So I'm definitely excited about this evening's show and happy to have you guys here. We actually had several classic shows over the last few weeks. Most recently, we were live on, what's today, Thursday, so Barbershop Talk Tuesdays, where we talked a lot about game playing. Understand, guys, we really kept it honest. We kept it real about games and dating, games and relationships, how to identify it, the effects of it if you are a game player. Courtney, any thoughts on that particular show, any feedback that you got before we jump into tonight's topic?
Yeah, you know, it was an awesome show. It was a great show. When people were telling me, you know, they really enjoyed it. Everybody enjoys that toilet story. But it was just good just to hear, you know, you all's perspective on game playing, and it was just great.
Yeah, so I'm telling y'all, if you missed that show, you definitely, I mean, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss any episodes of the show just because every night is something good. We also spent a little bit of time talking about, some guys asked me to touch on the trial. We spent a good amount of time on Tuesday talking about the George Zimmerman trial and just my thoughts on it. You know, you guys know I've, you know, spoken about it in the past around the time when everything happened. We haven't really spoken about it, you know, really all, probably about a year. But we spent a good amount of time talking about it on Tuesday. So definitely check out that if you want to just hear our views on the case and just the situation as a whole. One thing I'll say today, a lot of people, you know, the talk of the town, the talk of Twitter and the Facebook and just the media is the young woman who is the friend, initially reported as the girlfriend of Trayvon. And, you know, they're giving her a hard time. And this is what I'll say about it. You guys know I speak my mind. I don't have a tendency to bite my tongue. The young woman has a serious problem. Okay, I mean, I'm talking about a serious problem. I mean, and yes, she experienced a traumatic ordeal. Yes, it's an unfortunate situation. You know, nobody would want to ideally be in. But you know, it is what it is. You're there for a purpose. The goal is for them to send George Zimmerman to jail. It's been made clear to everyone, and hopefully and should have been made clear to her, that she is, whether she likes it or not, their star witness. The case basically revolves around her. There were no eyewitnesses, okay? She is as close to an eyewitness as there is, other than, you know, George Zimmerman. So I think that one, there's an issue because she's clearly and has even admitted to not taking the case seriously, not taking her role in the case seriously, has been caught in numerous lies throughout the course of not just the trial. I don't know if I've been watching the whole week, almost nonstop, so I'm very familiar with her testimony and what was said and what wasn't. But she's been lying going all the way back to when they initially took her statement, when they did the deposition. Like, she's been blatantly lying, you know what I mean? Like, about her whereabouts, about what actually happened, about what was said. Her story has changed. So I don't know if people realize that this case as a whole really does hinge upon, you know, showing that there is no reasonable doubt about what happened that night, you know? And so I don't know if her attitude, I mean, I'm not sure what she thinks, but her attitude and her lies are not doing anything. In fact, it's actually hurting the prosecution's chances of being able to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this did not happen the way George Zimmerman claims it happened. So I just want to, you know, when he's found not guilty, I mean, I don't want to hear the riots. I mean, this is still a legal matter. It's an emotional matter, but still a legal matter. So I just, hopefully you guys have been watching it. I told you guys I would touch on it again just tonight in regards to her and what we are seeing. Now, do I agree with all of the, you know, the insults towards her? No. I mean, let's keep it professional. Let's not get into the name calling. Oh, she looks like a girl. I mean, that's petty. That's immature. Let's really just talk about the facts, you know, as we see them online, just the way we would do any other case. So those are my views. Courtney, any thoughts on that? I know you work and stuff. Any thoughts or feedback on just what we've seen from the trial so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, I caught the recap of it last night. I was watching it. And it's very unfortunate. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, what am I talking about? I'm talking about, you know, her, you know, testimony on what happened. I wasn't expecting the attitude. Like, I didn't think it was going to go like that for some reason. But it's really unfortunate, and it was just, like, wow, that was like one of the worst attitudes I've ever seen. And you're right, it is going to rule in Zimmerman's favor, not only because of, you know, her lies and just, you know, the attitude, not being prepared, but, you know, the other people they brought to the stand that, you know, at the end of the day, they weren't even so sure what really happened. They went from saying, oh, yeah, you know, Zimmerman was overpowering him and then all this. And then at the end of the day, they were like, well, we're not so sure. So everything that's going on is ruling in his favor. That's just how it's going to happen.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. You know, I agree with you 100%. I was actually going to be a lawyer as a child. Like, that's what I wanted to do. That's, you know, what I aspired to be. So it didn't happen, obviously, but that's something I've always been passionate about, just as the legal system and understanding law. A lot of these criminal shows and law shows, lawyer shows, are like some of my favorite shows of all time. So, you know, it's just not looking good for the whole situation. It's an unfortunate situation, but we've definitely got to look at it from a legal perspective. Let's get into tonight's topic because there's a lot, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I didn't come up with a long, drawn-out, intricate, you know, outline, but what I did come up with was some very, very, very applicable scriptures in regards to some of the attacks that Satan has, because there's no real advice. Like, because, I mean, think about it. When you're talking about the enemy, when you're talking about Satan, there's nothing I can tell you. There's nothing Courtney can tell you. You know, when you're talking, I mean, I can tell you about, okay, why is Tyrone trying to smash on a Friday night and he's not, you know, committing to you? Why hasn't he proposed? I can give you all the advice in the world on that. But when it comes to ways that the enemy is trying to attack you through spiritual warfare, you got to go straight to the Word. You got to go straight to the Bible. You got to fight fire with fire. You know what I mean? No pun intended. You know what I mean? You really got to do that. So we're going to talk about it from a strictly biblical perspective. What does the Word says? What are the main lies the enemy uses? How can we relate to them in our lives? And what can be done to combat them? Courtney, now you, as well as I and just about everybody out there who knows Christ, obviously has faced attacks from the enemy. Anything jump out at you just throughout the course of your life that you would say, like, wow, this is an area that the enemy has really been passionate about trying to destroy me in?
Yeah, the main thing that jumps out to me is lust. That's the main one. You know, even though, you know, as I discussed on the show, you know, I've only had two partners, that does not mean that I have not been tempted. In fact, I've been tempted a lot, you know, just through, you know, my interactions with the opposite sex. Even pornography would be another form of temptation, masturbation, all of that. It all connects together because it's all, you know, lustful. It's a lustful spirit. And, yeah, that's something I really had to deal with. And it even got to a point that, you know, the devil tried to attack me through my dreams. So it was like, okay, yeah, I stopped watching porn and I stopped doing all this other stuff. But then he would try to enter my mind through my dreams and, you know, have me dreaming about sexual acts with people. And so it's real, and that's something I can relate to.
Absolutely. That's a classic one right there. I mean, when I say classic, I mean so many women who I work with privately as well as just out there maybe listening in definitely know that lust is something that the devil will tempt you with. In fact, tonight we're going to talk about specifically how to overcome temptation. You guys may remember a couple months ago we did a classic special on Tyler Perry's movie Temptation, where we really talked about it from a totally different perspective. Definitely check that out if you missed it. But tonight we're going to approach it from a biblical standpoint of what to do to combat temptation. And, you know, there's, as many of you may know, there are certain scriptures that speak directly to that. I want to start tonight's show off with the overall point. You know, yes, we're talking about spiritual warfare, but let's talk about why we're talking. Let's talk about what's actually going on. Well, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, to be alert and of sober mind, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And now, if that scripture